Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio, focused on professional athletes turned entrepreneurs. We've been talking to Ron Bartel. Ron, thanks for being with us on this edition of Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Good
thank
to have you in studio. Norm, interesting stuff. We're going to bring on another great athlete, Mark Clayton. Mark, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You're joining us over the phone. We're good. We're glad to have you.
What's up, fellas?
Okay,
hello?
Hey. You got your buddy Ron Bartel here in studio.
Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, not much. Working at doing.
Now, Mark, Ron was just telling us how he got the best of you every time you guys play.
Mark, don't let him lie to you, man.
Hello, did I get kicked out?
Oh, no, can you hear us okay?
Okay, I got you, yeah.
We were just joking around. We just said that Ron was bragging about how he got the best of you every time the two of you lined up.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't let him lie to you, Mark. I told him it was 60-40 me.
Yes. Oh, 60-40. There you go.
Whatever. You just been modest, man.
So, Mark, you were a star in the NFL. At some point, you decided to turn your attention to becoming an entrepreneur. How'd that happen for you? Why'd that happen for you?
Honestly, really just stumbled into it, man. I had, I guess, over a time period with, you know, training and working out and, you know, pregame warm-ups, wearing headphones and, you know, wanting to, you know, move and run routes, and listen to your music at the same time. I had problems, like, with headphones that I like, which was the full size, like the over-ear set of headphones, and
yeah.
They're all, you know, they're big and they're pretty heavy, and so I couldn't really go fast and be free and, like, kind of move like I wanted to move with those type of headphones on, and I actually broke a pair, like, running an out route and made a sharp turn, and just, you know, headphones went flying and it snapped, and it was like a sequence of different events that led to me coming to the point of saying, man, I just want to make my own headphones. Like, I want to make a headphone for me personally that I can just go work out, run routes in, and one, not worry about them falling off.
Right, and so many great businesses, yeah. So many great ideas, so many great products really follow the story that you just told. I mean, you had a personal experience. You thought there had to be a better way.
Yep.
You know, the proverbial better mousetrap. You came up
indeed
with one, and you started your own headphone company. You set out to design them. I mean, did you have any business experience or anything leading up to that?
None. I mean, I tried to do a t-shirt company with my friends, but I pretty much I gave them money to run a t-shirt company and wasn't really involved in it.
Right, you were an investor at that point.
I was correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And kind of because of taking the lumps and the bruises from that, going and digging and kind of looking back at, you know, why that failed and why that was not successful, was somewhat of a, you know, a entrepreneurial lesson. But moving into where I'm at now, where it's really putting together a model, and, you know, looking at where we're at, looking at cost, looking at manufacturing, looking at supply chain, looking at customer facing, whether that's marketing, our online store, our, you know, the back end to our online store, making sure all of that's, you know, lined up and it's seamless. And that aspect of it, I had not done or, you know,
right.
Didn't know much
right.
about.
Did you have, and you know, I'm going to ask you another question here in a second. Before I do, though, you know, let me invite our studio audience, too. If you've got a question for either Ron or Mark, you can get us at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Call in, ask a question of Mark or Ron. Feel free to do that. We'll get you on air if you got a question better than me or Norm to ask. That's tough shoes to fill.
Yeah, we can have Ron grill Mark as well.
Y'all don't want that, man.
No, he already took him down on the football field. We took care of that on the football field. But listen, Mark, so you had to get a business built around this idea, and you've done that now. You've created a brand. It's you call your headphones Live, L-I-V-V,
yep.
Right?
And LIVV, live headphones.
And so you're in the process now of bringing this product to market. I mean, what's the status? How's it going? You know, where are you right now with your business?
So I actually got one really awesome piece of advice from a guy named Bob, who he's a VP at Apple. Dude's obviously done some things. And just told me, man, focus on your design. And he was like, you know, great design beats good design every day.
Well, that's certainly an Apple mantra, that's for sure. I mean, that's what drives Apple. Yeah.
And so we are currently in pre-production. We've had our first round of prototypes from Dongguan, China, and Taipei, Taiwan, come over.
Wow.
And people have responded tremendously to them. And, you know, the differentiators of our headphones ultimately is our design and functionality. We are the first full-size, like, circumference headphone that you can put on your head and go do backflips if you wanted to and not worry about them falling off. Mm. At the same time, it's a comfortable fit. And that's the thing that has been blowing people's minds. And with these first round of prototypes that we got, my mind was blown with the sound that was actually produced in them. It's incredible. And so recently, we're testing, and that test is really like going to gyms and just having people try them out or walk up to somebody that has Beats on and say, "You like your Beats? Yeah, we'll try these," and get their response. And it's been incredible.
That's really cool. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Mark, and then I'm going to ask you too, Ron. How much is your personal brand and being a professional athlete? How often do you guys use that? And does it open doors, do you find? I mean, here you're talking to someone at Apple. That's probably a hard guy to get to. Is it because you're Mark Clayton that you can get to this guy at Apple?
Yeah, that definitely opens doors. And it's one of the things that, you know, you're told essentially, like, being at that level, I mean, it's very rare to get there. And you have access to different individuals, different networks. People enjoy and the conversations with guys that played in NFL. It's a very tough sport, and it's the best in the world. And people like to talk to guys that have played football in the NFL.
It's really true. And it's a celebrity, right? It's a celebrity. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you become a professional athlete. You know, I mean, we've got great doctors, we've got great educators out there in this world, we've got great business people, but boy, when you play professional sports, that's a calling card. That's powerful. It really is.
Right. Yeah. Can be. I mean, yeah. You know, and leveraging that, you know, just connecting and networking and building relationships where you're at. I could say to this day, from the beginning, the first sketch, you know, that I drew of a headphone that somewhat resemble what we have today, it's been relationships that has made it possible for us to be where we are.
That is very important. However, every business owner's got to execute, and you know that mm-hmm. becomes important mm-hmm. no matter what your business is. And I guess, how do people find, if they want to buy your headphones, what's happening with that?
So where we're at in our state, we're in pre-production, and so we're testing, we're developing our packaging, we're finalizing the production model so we can begin to tool up for our first production run. We call it a LRIP, low rate in production. And at that, for us, it's really testing it, taking the prototypes that we have and getting responses. We've pitched at different events. We've had multiple investors come along and want to invest. Other big brands that have came along and wanted to pretty much take our headphone and bring it to market. And with that, for me, it's just been, okay, our focus needs to be on our design. And once we finalize all of that, we will then set a launch date. And so a part of our marketing plan is to launch a crowdfund. We think that is going to be really beneficial, and it's a really awesome channel to get into in terms of raising capital, building awareness and marketing, as well as getting feedback from consumers. And it is
and creating some early crowdfunding. By the way, excuse me, crowdfunding creates some great ambassadors for your brand. You know, these become early adopters, the mavens, whatever you want to call them, that can help spread the word, and they become influencers amongst their friends and others to get other people aware of your product. It's a great way to go, crowdfunding. You're going to use the is this right? The Indiegogo platform, as you know, there's Kickstarter, there's a variety of them.
Right.
You're using Indiegogo.
We're deciding between the two. Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And there's, you know, there's ways to do that. And I did a Kickstarter last year and it failed. And I just did it, put it up, no marketing, no PR, and just launched. And pretty much learned a really big lesson that anticipation is pretty important to have in terms of a launch date. And so it's been obviously a 180. In terms of the approach to the launch that we're going to do this year.
Yeah. You know, Norm asked an important question. That is, you know, how are you going to do the marketing? How are you going to create the awareness? You know, branding, when you get into consumer products, it takes a lot of money to create that awareness and the demand. Are you going to raise money, you know, to ultimately have the resources you need to do that kind of marketing? Or how do you plan to do that?
For us, it's going to be, you know, guerrilla marketing primarily, and that's because of the design itself and the uniqueness of it, as well as the experience that we create. And that's kind of the heartbeat of the brand Live, and it's creating an experience that nobody can have outside of Live. And so what we're going to do is capture those moments, capture those first experiences of people putting the headphones on their head and like moving it around, and just you see in their eyes, they know right away, wow, this headphone isn't going anywhere. Like, I know that. And then when that music comes on and just starts pounding, and you're like, oh my gosh, this sounds incredible. Capturing those moments and those kind of heartfelt reactions that are just produced out of the experience, and they're not manufactured; they're just genuine.
Yeah, and you mentioned something. You mentioned something really important, and that is, you know, as it relates to having a product catch on, doing the guerrilla marketing, you have the advantage of something that people are going to see. You know, some products, you think about it, people don't see. This product people are going to have, you know, they're going to say, "What's that?" You know, and so that's a real advantage, no question about it. So branding is going to be important. Ron, how do you think your buddy Mark's doing?
I think he's doing great. I wish he'd send me a pair. He would have saved me some money a few years ago.
It sounds pretty cool.
You know what? If he sends Ron a pair, Ron will put them in each of his 1,000 stores across the country.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely. Definitely.
We're getting these guys connected here. Well, listen, stick with us, Mark. We're going to come back after this break. We've actually got a couple of people that have called in that have got some questions, and we'll get to those. I know, Norm, you've always got the great questions. We're going to get to some of your questions as well, and we're going to hear what – I really want to hear where you guys really want to take all this now. You guys are young. You've clearly got capability. You're on your way. You're both onto some really good business ideas that I think, you know, have every possibility in the world to be big. So we're going to hear what your vision is and how you're going to make that all happen right after this break. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.
It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Been a really interesting show talking to some professional athletes turned into entrepreneurs and making it happen. Really interesting. One's a restaurant concept, Ron Bartel's restaurant concept. The other is a consumer product, a new type of headphone that Mark Clayton is going to be bringing to market soon. Really exciting stuff. And we've got a caller, I believe we've got Ike on the line. Norm, we said if someone's got a better question, and we're going to give Ike a shot to light it up here. So, Ike, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Well, thank you. This is a disclaimer. You and I have talked half the year, Jeff. I
won't hold that against you.
I started the Entrepreneurs Network of Michigan, and I was going to customize your remark about building a better mousetrap. my philosophy is, and it's so well brought out by the two athletes, that it takes hard work. Even if you build a better mousetrap, people will not beat it past your door if they don't know where you live or where if they don't have any mice, okay? With that, I would like to promote SCORE, which is part of the Senior Corps Retired Executives,
sure.
Part of the Small Business Administration. Nolan Finley, for the editor of the Detroit News,
sure.
And wrote a couple of articles how, unfortunately, there are so few black-owned businesses in Detroit. And I'm on a quest and would love to have the support of you and whoever else sees what I see, is that it's wonderful to start a business if you already are an athlete and have got something to draw from. My idea, and I'm open to any suggestions, and this is SCORE, as you know, is a nonprofit organization. I'm not looking to take advantage of anyone.
Sure.
But I've come across so many great ideas of people that just need that extra push, and especially in Detroit with all the exciting things that are happening. The good news is, obviously, our city is just on the road to great success, but the truth of it is, it's being the businesses that are starting out are like Myers, name brands. How do we collectively tap into existing resources and help young black people, maybe subletting in one of the restaurants? I've got a bunch of ideas, but like the old joke goes, now that I know all of the answers, no one's asking you the question.
Yeah, well, first let me say this, Ike. First, let me applaud you for your interest and your initiative and all of that. It's wonderful. Let me turn it to Ron, because this is something I know, Ron, you're also very keenly interested in. And I want to ask you, first, do you share that view that Nolan Finley wrote about when he said there aren't enough black-owned businesses in Detroit? I mean,
Yeah, I do. I live downtown. Like I said, I live in Phoenix, but I own property downtown. And when I'm in the city, I stay in one of my properties. So, yeah, I've seen gentrification happen. I've seen it happen in D.C. I was there when it was happening. I've seen it happen, taking place in Detroit. And like I keep telling people, it's not a bad thing. Gentrification isn't a bad word to use. But we have to figure out how to include everybody.
Correct.
So that's the goal with this restaurant. This restaurant isn't about the restaurant. It's about redeveloping an area that I think is great. It's about giving other young black entrepreneurs opportunities. Like I said, I bought property. I own four buildings next door. With the success of Cuzzles, now people are able to see you can have a well-to-do business in the inner city, in the neighborhood, and it can be successful.
And with a black owner, and you know, then that's
a,
and that's the thing.
Maybe
we could have
business lunches in your restaurant.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that you know, success breeds success. You can call it whatever kind of metaphor you want to use, but the reality is, by you setting this example,
right,
they're going to be not everyone can go out there and play professional sports. We know that that's not the answer, and even those that can, there's only a handful of people that ultimately
right.
takes care of.
Right.
You know, before we get off the air, let's give the address of Cuzzles.
Let's do that.
It's 19345 Livernois Avenue, and that's Detroit, Michigan, 48221.
Yeah. So I think, Ike, thanks for calling in. Thanks for bringing up the topic. I know it's something you're interested in, Ron. We're interested, Norm, of course, in helping our city and helping people and making sure everyone gets their piece of the pie. So, great. Thank you, Ike. And Ron, you're doing great things for the city. You know, setting this example, there's nothing more important than other people being able to follow, to watch your success, right. and you know, and for them to be able to aspire to do what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, if I reach one person, then you know my job is done. That's the goal.
Yeah, Mark, what about you? You know, are you? I know you got your business interest for sure, but do you look beyond your business interests as it relates to, you know, the greater good as well? Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a couple of different aspects to. Well, I personally have a couple of different deals going on, but with Liv, a part of that journey with relationships. I was a co-founder of an organization called Pros for Africa, and it was me, Tommy Harris, Adrian Peterson, and Roy Williams. And with that organization, we did a partnership with Starkey Hearing, And it was essentially through Starkey Hearing and the relationship I had there with Heather that I made it to my now partner, Dale Lott, in our company. And, you know, part of what we're going to do in terms of giving back, we felt like with Liv being a consumer product, more so like a hearing device, mm-hmm. That Starkey Hearing would be one of the beneficiaries of the revenues generated through Liv. And in addition, not necessarily to that for Liv, but I also have another startup that we do where it's a coach staffing service, which is really awesome, where in Texas, you know, or probably across the country, coaches can only deal with their players for so long. And so we staff coaches in high school and junior high to run sessions, much like the OTA sessions in the NFL that we do, just small sessions with that school. So the staffer learns that offense and that defense, and we place two there, and they'll run a mini OTA during the time frame where coaches can't be hands-on with their guys, and the coaches have loved that. And so an aspect of that is going into, like, the schools who can't really afford the program, and it kind of balances out our system with the schools that can afford the mm-hmm. program, which is what I absolutely, you know, I enjoy, because coaching and teaching wide receivers for me is, like, one of the things that I would ultimately like to end up doing.
Well, it's a really feel-good thing to be able to give back. You, Ron, you mentioned that earlier, you know, that being able to help other people makes you feel good. It's part of the return on all this effort, right? I mean, it is. You're the same way, Norm.
A lot of the things they're learning as business people, though, are not taught in school. So they could deliver very good messages for what they've had to go through on their own.
Well, and having that NFL brand, you have the advantage of you're going to get listened to. You know,
yeah.
For better or for worse, you know, for a guy like you, it's for the better, and for a guy like Mark, it's for better. But you know, there's a lot of power that comes with your position.
Yeah, it's a lot of power and a lot of responsibility, yeah. And I take it very serious. Always have. And a guy like Mark, I can speak for. I've known him for 10 years, played with him, played against him. I know he does too. I know what type of guy he is. So the stigma that we kind of get placed with as athletes, it's not all guys are not like that. You'll be shocked the type of conversations that we have in the locker room, not the bad ones, not those, but in terms of business, we're more aware nowadays. We know what's going on. We know our self-worth, and guys want to get that. I think Mark could attest to that. Like, we have these conversations in the locker room all day, every day.
Right.
Well, and that's an interesting thing. You know, a big shift in sports. We started the show by talking about the fact that you were a business person as a professional athlete. Yeah. Mark, you too. Mm-hmm. Professional sports has shifted a great deal to put the athletes themselves today have a lot more power.
Yeah,
a lot more power.
Yeah.
You know, as it should be. I mean, you guys are the guys out there getting banged around, right? Providing the entertainment, making the money, putting the people in the seats.
Yeah, and we want to empower others now, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a part of maturing, is realizing more and more that your life is not about you,
mm-hmm.
period.
Amazing. Professional athletes aren't that, you know, not that I always saw it that way, but there is a certain stereotype or stigma, as you said, and you guys are, you know, all around good guys. We can tell that. I mean, it's a good thing beyond just your business interests. Well, speaking of the business side of it, where are you going to be, Ron Bartel, with your business in 5 years? Paint the picture for us. When we check back in with you and bring you back on the air, where are you going to be?
Hope he's still open.
You're gonna have a lot of stores, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that's where you want to take
that's
it.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. I have a strong feeling you're gonna make it. And Liv headphones, we're gonna see them everywhere. Is there a website, Mark,
yep.
where people can check
yeah,
it out?
Man.
Go ahead and give me your website.
Livheadphones.com, LIVV headphones.com. I had the extra V because when I went to trademark Liv, LIVV,
yeah.
somebody took it. I was like, you know what? I'll just add a V.
There you go.
It was just that simple.
There you go. All right. Entrepreneur, always finding a way. That's great. Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedules to join us on Startup Nation Radio. We really appreciate it. Great having both you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Best of luck.
Mark, I'm going to get your number, man. I'm going to give you a call.
Absolutely.
Ron's going to get your phone number. Okay, hey, Mark, is that okay? Can we give him your phone number?
Come on, man. Stop playing.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Great show. Norm, thanks for co-hosting.
Yeah.
Good having you.
It was great.
All right. Great show. Thanks. We'll be back next week with another edition of Startup Nation Radio.